Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello there, everybody. Hello. It's been a few weeks since I've been live here. I'm so excited about today's show. I think I probably say that every week, and it's actually totally true every week because I freaking love this show, and I just love these conversations, and I love meeting people around the world that listen and say hi and tell me how much they enjoy it. So thank you guys. Thank you for listening and playing and choosing what you're choosing and being curious and wanting to know more about creation and living and the joy of it all. You have no idea how much your daily choices and curiosity makes the world a greater place. I think really none of us do. So sometimes it's just really good to acknowledge that, particularly this time of year. And I've done a few shows so far this holiday season, touching on some stuff around the holidays. I think it was, when I started doing Access Consciousness and playing with these tools and really having these very different conversations than I had been used to about change and growth and, what's possible, I started to really acknowledge some things that were true for me that I hadn't been willing to acknowledge before. I mean, even some really simple things like, wow, I live in a cold place and I don't like being cold and, things like that that were just sort of not allowed to, if you're functioning from the rules of this reality, you don't really get to, you just sort of do life, you don't get to ask questions. You don't get to play with possibilities. You don't get to create things that are like phenomenal and miraculous and beyond. Any sort of a conversation that's out of the box in our own world is sort of just not really allowed. And that's been one of the huge gifts that Access Consciousness has given to me, is going, wow, there's so much that's true for me that I did not realize was true. There's so much that I love, that I adore, that is alive in my world, that is exciting and fun for me, that's really different from what the world has taught me is supposed to be true for me, which is, when you look at it like that, it's sort of hysterical, how much we're taught by the rest of the world and how much we're taught by, our families and all of that stuff. Who we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to be, what's supposed to be true for us, rather than like the curiosity of, hi, beautiful being, who are you? What's true for you? What's fun for you? What's joyful for you? Gosh, what would it be like if we could be that way with each other really dynamically? And that was a little bit of a tangent, but I started to look at the holidays a few years ago and just go, I don't actually really enjoy this. My holiday scene is, as far as this reality goes, like really quite beautiful. I mean, I have my parents are lovely people, and they put on like amazing Christmas that's like fantasy land in a lot of people's worlds, and it's beautiful and all that, and there's always lovely gifts for everybody and, just time together and beautiful food and all that stuff. And, but I just would get so grumpy, and a lot of it was just my awareness of everybody else's realities with the holidays, but, I would get so grumpy, and then I would just like eat food that my body didn't want to have and, all that stuff and feel like crap. And so I just started to look at it and go, okay, so if I really acknowledge, even though this is a beautiful scene and there's so much, there's love and there's contribution and there's generosity and there's beauty and all of that here, I still, like, it's not really my thing. And so to even just be able to acknowledge that was kind of a big choice for me, and started to really create something very different. And so I've had years where I didn't do Christmas, and I don't really do Thanksgiving, and I just have really started creating my own world with it. And it's turned into also this is like a very long lead up introduction to today's topic. This is foreplay. We're having foreplay right now. You may not think it is, but you'll see. You'll see where we're going. So what I realized is that I actually part of why I like to have very different conversations about everything really, is because I actually kind of like fucking with the world. I like fucking with this reality, and in such a way that we start to challenge what we think just is. That's actually really fun for me. And so that's why we're doing a show about turn on exactly a week before Christmas, because it's a time of year where our bodies are actually pretty turned off. People are eating and drinking themselves into oblivion. They're around, you know, a lot of people, which for a lot of people who are really aware, like probably everybody who's listening, you may be very aware and not really know how aware you are of different energies and people's universes. And like, it's not that fun for a lot of people, whether you acknowledge it or not. I'm not saying it's not fun for you. It might be. But there's a space, there's like a general space that gets created. Well, not really a space, because it's not spacious at all. But there's a reality that gets created of like where everything, like bodies go kind of numb this time of year from like the abuse of just people and food and, you know, 8 pounds of cookies and lots of eggnog and, you know, and bodies don't really, most of our bodies actually love a lot of lightness, a lot of, like, I had oysters for dinner last night and it was delightful, you know, just like 6 oysters, yum, perfect, you know, like the ocean, like that, you know, and blah, blah, blah. You have to know what's true for you and your body. And that's a big part of the invitation of this. Like, to me, oysters is it's a huge turn on. Oysters turn my body on dynamically. So when everybody else is doing like the slog and the sludge and the slowness and the abuse of their bodies and the abuse of their lives, and that's sort of the general theme this time of year, then what, you know, what do you get to actually choose? And I posted on Facebook the other day, I was like, I'm curious, because a lot of people talk about how they hate the holidays, but I actually really want to know, like, how many people really do not like the holidays? Like, what's true? You know, so I did a little poll. And it was interesting, because almost everybody that responded to my post actually said that they really enjoyed this time of year. So that was kind of cool. And, you know, you never know. Perhaps the people that are more likely to respond are the people that enjoy it. So you never know how that sampling all plays out. But I was excited to hear that. There's a lot of beauty this time of year, too. And you can make it. And what a lot of people said actually in their responses to my post was that they've created something that really works for them. And that's the thing, is like, to me, the holidays are not at all significant or really relevant. It's like, it's today, you know, whether it's July or December or, you know, whatever, it's today. What grand and glorious adventures can I have today? And sometimes it's helpful to be aware of what's going on with the rest of the world, because it's just, when you're aware, it affects you. And then you get to have more choice. You get to have more creation. You get to have more space of possibility, you know, of, okay, well, what's really going to work for me here? What's going to be create the greatest joy in my world with all of this? And what would it be like to choose that and to actually start to create it? So to me, that's part of this this conversation of, I mean, and creating from turn on, that's our topic today. So 10 minutes into the show, I'm telling you what the title is. because that's just how I roll. ADD, ADHD, OCD, autistic over here, times the godzillion. creating from turn on, and, you know, even me jumping all over the place and having, like, just playing with whatever comes out of my mouth. I never, ever, ever prepare for these shows, ever. I don't even half the time remember the title until we're about to go live. and that's fun for me. It's fun for me to be spontaneous with it all. And sometimes it works really well, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's fine. You know, I'm willing to flail around a little bit in the exploration of, like, the edges of possibility with creation, and that turns me on, right? So creating from turn on. So what is it? What is it to create from turn on? Well, let me start with the most sort of basic and yet important in a way, and just the most sort of foundational piece of this conversation is that you can't create, you can't even be turned on. And turn on can be a lot of things, so we'll talk more about what that is. But you can't even be turned on if you are in judgment of you. If you are judging you, if you're judging anything about what you like, what you don't like, what's fun for you, what's not fun for you, what you would like to do, what you can't do, what you won't do, what you have to do, what you must do, what you would really like to do if you didn't have to do all those things that you think you have to do in order to be a good person or a good whatever. If you've got that going on in your world, turn on is pretty far in the background, if it's there at all. Is this a show about sex? No. And yet we will bring those energies in. This is a conversation. The conversation around sex and sexual energy is a very fun conversation for me, near and dear to my world in so many ways, and something that I've created a lot with and around and been in a lot of conversations around and had a lot of training in and all that kind of stuff, which is funny. That's hysterical. I've had a lot of training in sex. But I've done a lot of tantra stuff and all that. I don't really do that anymore. But you know, I've been in this world a lot and in a lot of different conversations around sex and sexuality and sexualness. And it's something that I love to explore in my own world. And yet, turn on to me is part of, like, it includes that. And it also creates turn on is really about the entirety of your life and living. It includes your body. It includes, you know, your choices in the world. It includes how you show up in every area of your life. And, you know, also can include those energies of sex and sexuality and sexualness and all that stuff. But really it's like, what if your life was, and what you choose and what you create was literally like a, you know, just like the from the pursuit, from the choice, not even the pursuit, because there's an energy of like that you can't have it if you're pursuing it, but a choice for joy and delight and deliciousness and excitement and enthusiasm and exuberance and turn on. What if that could be your turn on? Was choosing a life that you love and having a life that you love that includes all energies, every energy that exists, that is who you be as an infinite being. So what would be possible there? And everything that doesn't allow you to have and be that which is, like, to be that which turns you on in the creation of your life, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pod, shorts, boys, and now, what the hell did I just say? If you're listening to this show for the first time, that is this crazy magic weapon that we have in Access Consciousness, which is called the Clearing Statement. And it's just like a condensed, shortened, sort of, abbreviated version of a whole lot of energies and pages of clearings that actually is like the delete button. It's like you highlight the thing on the computer, you know, you highlight it and then you hit delete. That's sort of how you, how the clearing statement works, is you bring up these energies and then you hit delete. And when I first heard it, I was like, what the hell is that thing? I'm not going to use that. That's weird. And then I started using it and then my whole life started to change. So it's totally weird and wacky and strange and wonderful in how dynamically it works. And you don't have to get it. It just works, which is really cool. So if you'd like to know more about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. There's a whole great video there and stuff like that. So anyway, so what is actually fun for you? What is joyful for you? What lights you up? You know, it's like last night, the oysters, the eating oysters for dinner. Here's an example of creating from turn on. And so this can show up in, there's like, this is like universes of conversations that we could have on this topic. So this is just a taster. My friend Erin is here at my house and we were sitting here yesterday afternoon, starving, both starving. And I had to get on a call and she was going to order food and go pick it up. And the place was closed and there was no food really in the house. And I was like, okay, well, what turns me on is actually having something really yummy that is not just like eating cheese like I do when I'm hungry and I don't have any food. So I was like, well, let's just wait and let's go out. I never go out. So we went to, and I was like feeling a little lazy. I'm like, let's just go out in the neighborhood. Let's go to the place on the down the street that wasn't closed. So we went to this place down the street. I had actually never been there. And we sat down and we looked at the menu and we were like, yeah. There's nothing about it that turned us on. And I was like, I don't really want pub food. Like my body doesn't really like that. And so we were sitting there ready to order and we just were like, let's go somewhere else. And so we went downtown in Boulder and we went to an oyster bar and we had oysters and fun cocktails. And, you know, we kept choosing from turn on and going, you know, this is actually what really lights us up. Like this is a turned on meal for me. Well, all oysters like is at the top of the list. I could eat oysters like every day. So it was just this like a simple choice of going, we could just be pragmatic and just put food in our bodies that just takes care of the hunger, which is a real mediocrity that I choose less and less and less every day. Or we could actually like create something beautiful. And we had this beautiful conversation and beautiful cocktails and beautiful meal and just a beautiful, it turned into this beautiful evening, watching a movie, running bars. So really delicious contribution, you know, and it was from the choice of just going, yeah, I don't like mediocrity is really not that fun for me. I don't want to have a mediocre life. I want to have a phenomenal life. And that includes, you know, having oysters as much as I can. It includes, you know, doing what's going to turn me on, choosing what's going to turn me on, however simple it may seem. And there's universes more on this topic. This is just not even the tip. And we're at our first break. So I'm going to stop for a moment. We're going to pause. And I have so much more in store when we get back. So we will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. So let's take a dive here into more on this topic. Like I said before the break, the first part of the show was just a little teaser, just a little foreplay. and if you're just joining us, we're talking today about creating from turn on, which can look a lot of different ways. And I want to really get to sort of the, how do you even begin? How do you even begin to have a life that turns you on? What if you could wake up every morning dynamically turned on by life and with a total curiosity of, what are the adventures that I can have today? Who am I? Who am I today? Because we change every day if we allow ourselves to. We do, whether we allow ourselves to or not. If you don't allow that as your reality, you will, your life is not that easy because anything you're trying to keep stagnant and stable and unchanging is, that sort of goes totally against how the universe works. So it creates a lot of work in our worlds to actually try to keep things fixed, or try to create a stable reality that is not at all how the universe works. And so if that's your point of view, if that's the space that you function from in life, then you're going to have to turn yourself off because you are a dynamically changing, alive, vital, vibrant being, whether you think you are or not. You might have a lot of judgments overlaid over top of everything that you actually be. What if actually you could start to uncover some of that and get truly, what is a life of turn on? What is a life of like the joy and the exuberance and the excitement of being alive? Waking up every morning going, yeah, it's another day. There's the sun. who am I today? What adventures can I have today? What can I create today that would totally surprise and delight me? How much deliciousness can I have today as I move through my day? And it's sort of like that, you know, the story that I told at the end of the first segment of going, yeah, I'm not going to just like scrape food out of my refrigerator. Like, that's not fun for my body. I'm going to go get oysters, you know, because that is really fun for my body. And it contributes to the expansion of my life and living. And I'm choosing that, you know, I'm choosing that. It doesn't matter what it looks like and what it takes. I'm going to have that more and more and more. That is not a popular point of view in this world. And part of that, and I want to go back to this piece around judgment, is that judgment is something that we actually, we have no idea really how insidious judgment is and how much judgment runs through our lives. We have no idea. And it's something that sort of floors me all the time still. And I would say, really, at the core of Access Consciousness is the acknowledgement that life in this reality is really dynamically created around judgment. The judgment of what it is to be a good person, of what it is to be a good, you know, woman or man in the world, to be a good partner, to be a good parent, to be a good business person, to be a good upstanding citizen, to be a good, 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 and how to not be bad, you know? And the thing is that there is no space in that conversation for you and what you actually be and who you actually be. There's no space there. I have to take a drink of water. Okay. There's no space. It is you, and I had no idea how much I had turned myself off. When I was married, and this was many years ago, I got divorced, I would say, when I think 9 years ago, so it's been a while. But I was living this reality of like, okay, I'm married and I now have a family and, you know, so we're going to do that thing. We're going to do that whole thing of like, we have a family, we're parents, we're going to be good parents. We're going to raise children to be good children. We're going to be good married people. We're going to make money. We're going to own our house. You know, that whole thing that you just do. You do because what else would you do? There's nothing else in this reality that is really available as a different option if you're functioning from the laws, the lies, the limitations of the judgments of this reality. And so I had turned my life off so dynamically, and my body was suffering. I had severe seasonal allergies. I had all kinds of sleep, like really intense sleep problems. I had just all kinds of weird shit going on with my body. And then, you know, no like major health crisis, but it was just this stuff that was just like, I can't sleep. I can't function like during the months of April and May. I want to like go, you know, live on another planet because like, I can't handle tree pollen and all this stuff. Right. And I actually really wasn't happy, and I didn't even realize that I wasn't happy. I had no idea because I was living the American dream, you know, which for most people is like the biggest turn off. Like, the biggest turn off, that there is really, and there isn't even a conversation, you know, and that's what I love about Access Consciousness is it's the beginning of a conversation of something really different. That has really allowed me to have so much more freedom and awareness of what's actually true for me, which is what begins to get like where you begin to turn yourself on again and to go, you know what? And so when I got divorced, I began a journey, really. I began a journey of going, all right, there's a future that I know is possible. There's a reality that I know is possible that is very lit up and alive, very dynamic. Lots of travel, lots of beautiful people, lots of beautiful experiences, lots of stimulating and dynamic conversations, people in my world that truly have my back in a way that doesn't exist in this reality, people that I can contribute to that aren't suspicious of me because I'm generous, or, you know, there's just so many weird things that people do with each other in relationships. And it was like, I knew something, and I was like, my reality is kindness and joy and generosity and beauty and contribution and, you know, lots of fun play with my body that includes delicious food and travel and experiences and sex and so I had no idea how I was going to get there, how I was going to create it, but I knew that it was possible. And I'm so grateful for the me that I was then, who chose with two small babies really to just go, you know what? I don't know how the hell this is all going to happen. This seems crazy, but I cannot let my life decay anymore. I cannot shrink my world anymore. I cannot shrink my world into what I'm supposed to do, what I'm supposed to want to do, to be a good person in this world. If I have to give up, you know, other people thinking that I'm a good person in order to have the joy of my life, well, you know what? So be it. Because really, that is all a judgment. And in this reality, like, there's a certain protocol that you have to follow to be a good parent. I let go of that. You know, there's a certain protocol that you have to follow to be a good whatever, business person, partner, blah, 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 blah. I let go of that. And it's been a real journey of, like, simultaneously taking apart my own judgments of, you know, I'm going like, oh my God, now I'm showing up as a parent in a really different way. Fuck, man. I hope I don't fuck up my kids, you know? But having to, so part of opening up this conversation in general is the willingness to fuck up. Because if we stay in the box of this reality with how we, you know, like the consistency that we have as a parent and the this and the that and the, this is how the family home life works and blah, blah. We never get to actually know what we know about it. We never get to actually honor the beings that our children are. We never get to honor who we are. And it's like we came together. If you're a parent, I'm just using this as an example, because for me, this has been one of the biggest areas of turn off in my life, was like everything that I had to shut down in order to be a good mom. And like how much I just shut down my whole, my body, my sexualness, my aliveness, my creative juice, my joy in the world, you know, what I was willing to choose and not choose. And I had to actually start to be, I had to stop protecting my children. And I had to start, which is like the craziest thing in the world, because that's totally what you're supposed to do as a parent, right? You're supposed to protect them. But it was like, I realized that if I protected them, I would actually be stifling them. You know, like I would rather have my children be aware and know what's true for them and know what they know and be beings in the world that know how to handle the world and make the world bend to their desires, you know? Then actually, you know, teach them about the lies of this reality and how you fit yourself into being good, you know, which is like what makes everybody shrivel up and want to die. And so I had to really be willing to forge my own way with that and to go, if I was actually like, and I also really just looked at, okay, so how do I want these kids, like, what do I want them to know about the world? You know, do I want them to know that this world is about rules and lies and limitations and that you have to be a certain way in order to be a good person, even though, you know, I'm sort of killing myself to be a good person, to be a good mom? Or do I want to show them that good and bad is just a judgment? And do I want to show them that I can actually be so lit up in life, and then I can actually choose things really, really differently than the rest of the world chooses them, and I can have a level of joy and happiness and abundance and beauty and aliveness and turn on in my world that isn't even allowed in this reality? How do I want my kids to grow up? How do I want them to, what do I want them to know about this world? Do I want them to grow up judging themselves because they are different, because they're dynamic beings? Or do I want them to actually know that they can be turned on by life? They can take the world by storm. They can create whatever they want to create with what they have, you know? And so when I began to see, you know, what I was teaching them, if I lived life from the shriveled up, shut down, good person paradigm of what I thought I was supposed to be as a mom, I was like, well, what that would create is them thinking that they had to do that too. Or do I want to take some risks here, you know, and like turn it on and turn it up and begin to choose what actually really works for me, what's really fun for me, what's really dynamic for me, and be like, yeah, and have conversations with them about what they know and show them that the world functions from judgment and that they don't have to, and they don't have to buy any of those judgments of as real, and that they can be super turned on and turned up and alive and lit up by life, whatever that looks like for them at whatever age they're at. You know, of course, that'll be different as they get older. And so that was actually, so I'm like, somehow this turned out to be a parenting conversation. But really, it's a judgment conversation. And this is the, you can apply that very conversation to any area of your life. So how do you show up as a partner in your relationships? You know, are you a good partner? Are you like the right, good, perfect, and correct partner? Does that work for you? You know, does it light you up? Like, is your relationship, if you have a relationship, or if you're looking for a relationship, does it light you up? Like, do you have a level of joy and enthusiasm and delight and deliciousness every single day with your partner? Or are you doing life? Life is a dead-end street. Life has a period at the end of it. Living is a space of being dynamically alive. It's a space of going beyond judgment and going, hey, I might be a total freak of nature, and I might be like the most horrible person in the world, but I am really willing at this point to create my life in a way that really, really, really works for me. And if you're going to judge me for it, so be it. That's okay. I'm not actually willing to stop myself. I'm not willing to stop my turn on because of what everybody else wants me to do according to their agendas for how I should show up in the world. I'm not willing to stop. And that actually is, it's an incredibly different and incredibly courageous space of choosing and being. And this is where I want to bring in the energy of vulnerability, because we were talking, I was just talking to somebody this morning about this concept of unassailable vulnerability, right? Unassailable vulnerability, a level of vulnerability where you have a conversation in your own world with you that is so straight up, so dynamic, so like truthful, you know, where you actually, and I, you know, so in sharing my stories with you about my divorce and my parent, my journey as a parent, I've had to get extremely vulnerable with me and go, you know what? Like this thing that I've created here, this life that I've created here, in this reality's eyes is really quite epic. You know, when I was married, I mean, I had a, you know, in a lot of ways, like from the outside looking in, I had a great deal. You know, I had a great situation. I had a great relationship. I had a great family. You know, we made money and we had a house and we had fun and we had friends and we had blah, blah. We had all the stuff, you know, that you're supposed to have. And beautiful children and healthy children and all that, you know. And, you know, and I had babies, you know. I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And I was like, I had a little bit of a business at that point, but, you know, I had babies. So I had been having babies and not really, really focusing on my business. in the way that I am now. And so it was this, like, a real cliff jump for me to go, you know what? This doesn't work. Like, I know the rest of the world would say, what the fuck are you complaining about? You have a great life, you know, but this doesn't actually work. I'm not actually having fun, you know? And so I know I have babies. I know I don't really have an income, you know? And fuck it. I'm jumping. I'm grabbing my kids and I'm jumping and I'm going to let go of everything that I have that doesn't serve me. And I was willing to keep things that did, you know, and I ended up keeping very little actually. And I'm not talking about material possessions, although I did get rid of I got rid of my house. I got rid of a lot of stuff, but it was more this sense of like, the only thing that is not up for grabs here is my kids, is me and my kids. And the rest of it, I don't care where it goes, how it all shakes out. I'm willing to lose everything in order to have a life of dynamic joy. And so it was a real cliff jump, and I had to get extremely, extremely vulnerable with me and go, all right, I'm going to have my own back here in a way that I never have before. And I have to be really truthful with myself about what is, you know, what is. I'm not happy. This isn't working. There's a lot more than I know is possible. I have no fucking idea how I'm going to get there, but I'm going. And you know, it's interesting to talk about that now. I haven't really told this story in a long time. Very interesting to talk about it because I look now and I go, wow, I mean, in a way, you know, I have dynamically created what I knew I could create then, in so many ways. And my life is nowhere even near the same. It was funny. I was talking to my kids the other day, because they were so young when I got divorced, you know, being married to their dad. And I was like, what would it, like, one of them was joking about us getting divorced and how he was like pretending like it was a deal in his world. And I knew he wasn't actually serious. And this is also like, to be able to have this conversation with my kids, like, you know, because in this world, if your child says something about the trauma of your divorce, then you have to be like, oh, do we need to process that? You know, but I knew he was kidding, you know? And so I was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, can you imagine your dad and I being married? And they were like, no, not at all. You know, they're like, you guys are so different. And we laughed about it, you know. I mean, you're not supposed to laugh with your kids about the fact that you're divorced, because divorce is trauma drama, you know. But I'm willing to know what I know. I'm willing to have fun, and I'm willing to not make anything significant or dramatic or traumatic or real or solid, or and still totally honor my children and what they need and what they require. And so that is, and to me, that's being turned on. It's being turned on by like, hey, what can we create here? What conversation can we have here that will show you a different possibility? That is something that turns me on. Actually getting into, it's sort of like, I don't really want to have conversations that aren't about that. I'm not really interested in conversations about, you know, the weather or whatever. Like, that is boring to me. That is so boring to me. Which is partly why I've created such a different life, is because I would way rather be alone than have those conversations. And so anyway, so to go back to this space of vulnerability, it's like I've had to really develop that and cultivate that dynamically again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And this space of like, of the, so what I said was unassailable vulnerability. Now that's a really badass choice, really badass choice. Because if you're willing to be that level of vulnerability, you actually have total potency. Vulnerability is complete potency. It is total potency. And you actually cannot be harmed by anybody. You cannot be fucked over by anybody. Because if you are willing to be completely vulnerable, you will be completely aware. You will be completely aware of where people are functioning from, of what they're up to, of what they're creating. You'll be completely aware. And when you are completely aware. And when you have a sense of like, where do people, how do people roll? Where are they functioning from? What's going on in their world? That is, it's such a, like you then get to create with those energies that you're aware of. You get to actually create possibilities. You get to create conversations. You get to show up in a different way that nobody does in this world. That to me is hugely, hugely, it's a huge turn on. Vulnerability is like true vulnerability. I mean, you can even look at people in the world, like look at people that you know that really are willing to function from vulnerability. Vulnerability is a dynamic turn on. And if you are willing to create from that space, from this to being brutally honest with yourself about what's true for you, about around having no judgment whatsoever about what's true for you and choosing it, oh my God, you can create fucking anything. And you will also have the world in the palm of your hand. A lot of people will be freaked out by that. There will be people that won't want to be around you because you are, if you're vulnerable, you are also intimidating to a lot of people. But you also then begin to have a space of invitation with people that are looking for a different possibility and a different reality that is just so dynamic and really changes the world, really, really changes the world. And that is incredible. I mean, that is really such a beautiful space of possibility and creation. And the thing about that is that when you have that level of vulnerability, like I look now at, so if we do bring those, the sexual energies in, I mean, they have totally been woven through this conversation, not in a direct cognitive way. But vulnerability is an energy that is very, has a lot of sexualness to it. Sexualness is an access consciousness word that I love, that somebody made up, one of the founders, Gary Douglas Ordain here, I'm not sure who, that is, it's about the energies of kindness, caring, sexualness is healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energies. And yes, there is true kindness woven in there, and kindness is a whole other ball of wax because there's a lot of judgments around what kindness actually is. So we won't go there. But if you are being the energies of sexualness, if you are being vulnerable, dynamically, unassailably vulnerable, there's a level of kindness in your world that is inconceivable in this reality, completely inconceivable. And it's interesting, you know, it's interesting to show up as that in the world. To me, that's what turns me on. I have no interest in showing up as anything other than that. Now, that doesn't mean that I always do. I mean, I definitely have barriers at times and get defensive of me and protective and, you know, like lose my vulnerability. But it's one of my great demands, actually, for me. One of my biggest demands in my world is to have a space of constant, ever-expanding vulnerability. Because I am not interested in living any other way. And to me, again, that is a huge piece of creating from turn on. And when I can have that with, it's really, really about with yourself. I mean, we think of vulnerability a lot as something that we be with other people. And yes, and if you can't have it with you, you can't have it with anybody else. Like you can't let somebody else in to a place and a space in your being that you haven't explored, you know, or that you're not willing to explore, I should say, because I've definitely had moments where I've let people in where we look at things together, you know, that are where I peel back the layers or I drop the barriers and we look together at something. That's one of the things that I love about Access Consciousness classes is there can be this incredibly dynamic space of vulnerability where we all look together at something. You know, we all look together at, you know, like if you're willing to ask a question in class, and drop your barriers, like it can be such a gift to the whole room and open up spaces of possibility and awareness that have not, that are basically uncharted territory, which is why I love this stuff so much, is because every conversation opens up more uncharted territory. You know, again, to me, that's a fucking turn on. So now, just to bring, to circle back to where I was about to go with the energies of, with sex and like, so, cause when most people think turn on, they think sex, right? They think being sexual. Sexuality in this reality is done from judgment. It's, there's a lot of judgment that comes with it. And it is very much about like judgment being required for turn on, judgment being something that is required in order for you to be turned on. So to be judged as good or bad, to judge other people as good or bad, or, you know, whatever, is actually an energy that if it's not there, a lot of people, if you function from sexuality, where there's a proving, there's an efforting, there's a sense of like, you know, having to prove that you are valuable in order to be valuable, that is an energy of sexuality. Sexualness, healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, orgasmic, vulnerable space of being is a space of being that is so dynamic, where you begin to create everything, because it is there where you give yourself access to the magic and the miraculousness that you be and your capacity to create anything that you would like to create. And so with this sex conversation, it's like, we're about to close and I'm going to open a can of worms on you. So here we go. We will do more on this. There's a lot more coming up in my business and my world, creations, radio shows, classes, calls, et cetera, on this topic. But with sex, there's so much judgment around it. There's so much judgment around it in this reality that we don't even get to know what's true for us in regards to those energies. And so what would it be like to actually begin to have a very vulnerable conversation with you around all of this? You know, what's true for you with your body? What's true for you with sex? And what's true for you with parenting? What's true for you with money and creation and business and. That if you were willing to be judged as terrible, you know, if you're willing to be vulnerable, if you're willing to be super straight up with you around what actually works, and be willing to, you know, be the fuck up in the world, if that's what it means, you can begin to create from a space that where you actually are turning you on. And I really wish we had another hour right now. I have a minute. So where you're actually turning you on. And from there, life becomes a dynamic adventure. And this is, you know, in a way, this is the beginning of another conversation. Of now what? Now how do you go about creating that? Now that's woven through pretty much all of my shows. So what I want to invite you to is just keep listening, because there's going to be more on this. The next 2 weeks we're going to do replays because it's Christmas and New Year's, and then we're going to have a show with Simone Millicis in January on relationships, and I'm going to be talking about these topics a lot more in the new year. So keep tuning in. There's some programs coming up from around creating from turn on in January. Right now we're doing energy pulls for joy and 5 days of creation. All of that's on my website, heathernichols.com, in the class schedule section. You can see what's coming up right now if you want to dive into anything now. And there we go. I got to go. So thank you so much for being here for this different conversation. I'm really grateful for all of you. Have delicious holidays, amazing, orgasmic, phenomenal holidays, and I will catch you guys in January. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.